spirits come from water. An introduction to ancestral veneration and reclaiming African spiritual practices by Hime Ora. For the curious spirit reaching backward in time. Introduction. Spirit is a metaphysical force that cannot be touched or tasted, only felt. Spirit connects us to the chain of ether through our own life force. Spirit lives within us. It is indestructible, and our connection to this invisible force is innate. Our heartbeat remembers spirit. And perhaps this intertwinement of intuitive knowing that lives within our physical body is what has propelled us into a spiritual renaissance in the 21st century. Before our eyes, we're noticing a breakaway from previous dogmas that have threatened to destroy the bridge between us and our ancestors. Colonial imperialism, enslavement, and forceful religious conversion were all attempts to separate us from the stories that brought light to our lineage and culture. Due to these attempts, many Black people, both on the continent and in the diaspora, now struggle with a sense of homelessness, assimilating into a world that attempts to demonize and forcefully remove spirit from our bones has only left us with emptiness. It has left us yearning, thirsty to quench ourselves with sustenance that reaches deep into our hearts. In this age, we're remembering. Perhaps we've already been remembering. When enslaved Africans from across the continent were packed into ships like cargo, spirit came with them. Spirit was there with them when they were thrust onto strange lands, with only the ocean separating them from all they have known. Spirit was a witness when they were forced into treacherous labor that deprived them of their humanity. In order to survive and protect themselves from wickedness, spirit had to change form. Enslaved Africans who venerated their indigenous divinities had to be clever, thus adapting their practice to current lands behind the oversight of their Catholic and Protestant oppressors. And so occurred the birth of diasporic spiritual practices such as hoodoo, conjure, Palo Mayombe, Regle de Osha, Lukumi, Elisha Baptist, Haitian Voodoo, Obia, 21 Divisions, and many others. These diasporic spiritual practices showcase the impenetrable body of our ancestors who refused to be forgotten and their profound ability to adapt. They interacted with the spirit in their new environment that lived within the plants, rivers, mountains, and forests, and they learned the spirit's names. They befriended them. In exchange, these spirits provided them with wisdom that was instrumental in the successful slave revolts and rebellions that occurred in the diaspora, and those who led them, such as Toussaint Louverture and the Haitian Revolution, Harriet Tubman and her assistants with the Underground Railroad, and the Jamaican Maroons led by Queen Nanny. We give thanks to these great ancestors and their innate body memory of spirit, pulling them into the fight for Black resistance against racial oppression. Because of the historical uses of spirituality, many of us practice our ancestral spirituality without realizing it. Now it's time to dive into the journey of intentional knowledge through honest study, which brings you to books like Spirits Come from Water, An Introduction to Ancestral Veneration and Reclaiming African Spiritual Practices. I wrote Spirits Come from Water with the intention of initiating the remembering of African spirituality for both the diaspora and continentals. We all must do our part in abandoning colonial idealism and remembering what Elder Maladoma Patrice Somme would coin as our spiritual technology. This book attempts to enrich the audience with thorough, down-to-earth answers to common questions that normally occur for those on the path to ancestral remembrance and African spirituality. Reflections end each chapter to give you a chance for inner introspection regarding the content, in addition to mindful exercises to put into practice what you're learning in real time. Flowing throughout the chapters are my familial anecdotes and lineage stories hailing from Yoruba and Edo land. My personal accounts of ancestral wisdom reside in this book, flanked by poetic expression and prose at the beginning of each chapter. Artistic creativity is the heartbeat of spirit. Art is not what Africans do, but how we live. Similar to how drums carry the archive of spiritual resilience and expression, or how Oriki, praise poetry, carries the cultural heritage of a people passed down generations. This book nods towards the inseparability of art and spirit. Within this book is an introduction to this ancestral journey, utilizing the artistic spirit to breathe life into the text. The poetry serves as a pause for contemplation before each chapter to ground the spirit towards more awareness of the chapter's content. These breaks allow us to digest the information without feeling overwhelmed by the journey. You don't have to complete this book in one sitting or in traditional chapter-by-chapter ways. Take it bit by bit. There's no need to rush through this journey. Allow spirit to take lead, and ancestral guidance will certainly unfold for you. Welcome home to the space of spiritual reclamation of your ancestral legacy. All is already well. Your mother, a shapeshifter. Do you remember the stories from your mother, and her mother, and her mother? While you were within her womb, beneath bones and skin, her whispers were curled up in uterus. When you mistook her voice to be God, but she was to you. Your mother is a storyteller, with teeth clenched and her tongue wrapped around each climax and cheek, she breathes and finally frees you. Do you remember the stories from your mother? She remembers you. Her mother and her mother do. When she carried you on her spine, clothed in Ankara and lace, on the way to the marketplace, she whistles upward to the heavens, a song that you swore only angels knew. But she was one to you. Your mother is a market woman, and with hands filled with cowries and coral beads, she brings wealth with all parts of her body. Do you remember the stories of your mother? Your father will tell you at first, the way her silhouette reminded him of the ocean, him a ship, her the wind, him adjusting his feet in order to survive her. A tale of where land and water meets, a sailor that worshipped the tide, surrendered to her feet. Your mother is a lover, dressed in waist beads and serpentine, a type of love sweeter than what Mami Wata could bring. Do you remember the stories of your mother? She remembers how things used to be, before journeying across the world, cards as green as her eyes could see. In a land filled with suffering disguised as opportunity, with skin blacker than they would like, an accent thicker than they like, her wallet as empty as they like, her heart half beating, her wrists tied together, her palms open, asking for more. Your mother is a foreigner, and with cradles forming in her belly, and chains swallowed down her throat, she will assimilate in order to save you. To save me. Because my mother is a foreigner, and I remember the stories from my mother. On her bedside, on the school night, when our home was filled with ghosts, while she struggled with homesickness an illness of eating pilgrim work.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?